my name is Dylan, and I'm a game designer for Lin Vander Studios. We just designed and released Shell Company, our latest PAX game. Go check it out. And I want to introduce you to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Show number 628. To the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a Celtic musician and podcaster. And this podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. Musicians rely on your support to keep making music. So if you hear music in this podcast that you love, please email the artists, let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. You can find a link to all the artists in the show notes, along with showtimes, when you visit our website, CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also buy their stuff. That's a great way to support the band. The show is introduced today by Dylan of Lin Vander Studios. Dylan is a good friend that I met at Gen Con back, I've known for many years at Gen Con, but saw him at Gen Con this year. And immediately said, hey, you should introduce the podcast. And they are game designers. So I had a great time chatting with him. You can find a link to Lin Vander Studios in the show notes. We kicked off the show with Nathan Gourley and Laura Feddersen with Kitty Got a Clinking Coming from the Fair, Flowers of Red Mill and the Strawberry Blossom from Brightly or Darkly. Next up is Across the Pond with Another Jig Will Do and Fox Hunters from their album Little Beggar Men.
synge deres oktobersang. Og deres no song i forret. The words and tune are none of my own. My joys and sorrows borat. Beside the sea, the Abram he briars. In the still of evening, birds fly out behind the sun. And with them I'll be leaving. Dying and leave with joy their glad gold hearts and the scarlet shadows lying. When hunger calls my footsteps home, the morning follows after. I'll swim the sea within my mind, while pine trees laugh green laughter. To search for happiness, and I used to follow pleasure. And I found the door within my mind, and that's the greatest treasure. For rulers like to lay down. To break them, and poor priests like to walk in chains, and God likes to forsake them. A man whose name was Time, and he said I must be going, but just how long ago that was, I'll have no way of knowing. Sometimes I want to when my heart's breaking, but mostly I just walk along the
married, he was pressed and sent on sea. She dressed herself up like a sailor, on her breast she wore a star. Her fingers long and slender, she smeared them with tar. On the ship them in a skirmish, she'd been one amongst the rest. And a button flew off her jacket, there appeared her snow white breast. I'm in search of my true lover, who you pressed on the other year. If you're in search of your true lover, freak, come tell to me his name. Will he tailor day to call him, but Fitzgerald is his name. You get up the very next morning, early as the break of day. You'll spy a Willie Taylor walking alone in his lady gay.
After Across the Pond came Cantrip with October Song from Undark, then Ben Doran with A Stroll Imagine from Kjol on Croy 2, and then came Jiggy with Willie Taylor from a brand new single. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you were doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com or message me on Facebook. Rich, I got a bunch of pictures today. Rich Guet emailed a photo. You're asking for pictures of what you're doing while listening? I am not entirely sure what that picture is. It's some sort of electrical work, but you can see the picture and let me know. Michael Myers emailed to let me know he pre-ordered my ebook, Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music. He wrote, "Mark, thanks. I pre-ordered. I also linked to the free copy. Amazon review will happen after I read through the book. I'll definitely share this link with my Irish players in the Pacific Northwest." Thank you so much, Michael. And if you want a free ebook, Celtic Musician's Guide to Digital Music, send an email to gift, G-I-F-T, at bestcelticmusic.net. You'll get an autoresponder so you can get that book. Or you can head on over to Amazon to buy a copy. It's super cheap. And I would love some reviews. If you learned anything, got any good ideas out of the ebook, share those in a review. Michael Logan emailed a while back for his band, River Driver. Hey there, friend. I just found your podcast and binged 4 episodes yesterday while building a chicken coop for the chicks that my wife randomly came home with. Anyway, I play in a new band called River Driver. We would love to send you our debut EP that just came out last week. It's headed to streaming platforms, but I can share audio files for you if you so choose. Cheers. And of course, he did send that. I've played the music on the podcast. Again, if you are in a band, you can submit music to the podcast by completing the permission form at 4kelts.com. That's the number 4kelts.com. Bob Nicholson emailed a photo. A couple weeks ago, I was doing an early morning walk on Inishmore while listening to the podcast. Alas, now back to reality in Huntsville, Alabama. And he sends a beautiful picture of a, what is that? It looks like there's a castle and a lighthouse. So go check out that picture in the show notes. I have a lot of messages today because I'm catching up from some of the ones that were not sent during St. Patrick's Day. Sarah Minnick emailed, "Hi, Mark. I live in Southwest Virginia and take a daily hour hike in the mountains. We have lots of black bears here and so far no bad encounters. I actually love the bears, but I always want to be sure I don't startle one. So I walk with your podcast singing out loud. What could be better than a Celtic music hike with my beloved little dog, sunshine, blue skies, mountains, and wildlife, including bears?" Love the podcast. Keep up the great work. Many thanks. Oh, Sarah, that just sounds absolutely delightful. I love it. Great description, imagery, and such. I want to go do that too. We're trying to plan a short little trip when the kids have a break in October, and I think we might end up in the mountains as well. And that just sounds just wonderful. Woodland Folk emailed a couple photos, and this sound of a fox. And he also wrote, "This world is a gift, my friend." And finally, a lot of messages, as I said. Shell O'Toole emailed, "Hi, Mark. I spent 5 months wandering around Ireland back in 1998. I loved Glendalough in County Wicklow. It's so picturesque, and there's some great walking in the area. I also enjoyed walking around Tralee toward Dingle. I didn't get to Dingle, but rambled across low hills through sheep-filled paddocks. I did get to Mayo, and of course visited Matt Malloy's pub in Westport, where I was mistaken for Dolores Keane. That was such a hoot, and the look on the faces of the two men who were trying to determine if I was indeed herself when I said g'day in my broadest Aussie accent was priceless. One of the guys I went to Irish World Music School with had a salmon farm near Westport. That was 25 years ago, so who knows if he's still there. He was a flautist. If you're at a session, you may run into him. Malinhead was a gorgeous place to visit, especially Ray's Beach, where you can scoop up semi-precious stones that have been worn smooth by being tumbled in the waves for years. The only place I visited in Ireland I did not fall in love with was Derry. I look forward to your stories with your immersion in Mayo, Sláinte." Thank you for sharing that, Shell. I haven't actually put together mine. I'm hoping to do a special episode of the Pub Songs and Stories podcast in the coming weeks where I talk a little bit more about my trip. But it's getting, you know, it's been a moment since that trip. Time has flown by. Fortunately, I kept a lot of detailed, a little journal, very simple journal. Basically a little bullet journal with quick little things about what I did each day and things that stood out. So hopefully I can get that on the podcast very soon, just figuring out where to start. But that sounds like amazing fun. Oh my gosh, I can't wait. So I've scheduled the Celtic invasion of the Isle of Man. That's going to be happening next summer in June. I will say that I am debating on the idea about having another invasion. I had someone who asked me about doing a whiskey tour of Scotland, and I'm seriously considering making that happen. I haven't done the research yet, so I'm not sure if it will happen yet. But if you want to find out, go to CelticInvasion.com, sign up to the mailing list. If that does happen, it'll be about the second week of August. So stay tuned for that. All right, let's get back to the music. Next up is Socks in the Frying Pan. This is The Invasion, The Rusty Bike, McFadden's Handsome Daughter, and By a While from their album Return of the Giant Sock Monsters from Outer Space.
When first I landed in Liverpool, I went upon a spree. Me money, alas, I spent it fast, got drunk as drunk can be. And when me money it was all gone, 'twas then I needed more. A man must be blind to make up his mind to go to sea once more. I spent the night with Angeline, too drunk to roll in bed. Me watch was new, me money too, in the morning with him she fled. And as I walked the streets about, the girls they all did roar. There goes Jack Sprat, the sailor lad, he must go to sea once more. And as I walked the streets about, I met with Rapper Brown. I asked him for to hire me, he looked at me with a frown. He said the last time when you was paid up, with me you could no score. I'll take your advance and give you a chance and send you to sea once more.
Once more, once more, go to sea once more. I'll give you a chance and take your advance and send you to sea once more.
He put me aboard a whaling ship headed for the Arctic Sea. The wind would blow through the ice and snow, Jamaican rum would freeze. And worse to bear, I know hard were the gear, I spent my money on shore. Twas then I wished that I were dead, could go to sea no more.
No more, no more, go to sea no more. Twas then I wished that I were dead and could go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more, go to sea no more. Twas then I wished that I were dead and could go to sea no more.
Come all you drunken sailor lads, listens to my song. When you get back from those long, long trips, I'll have yous not go wrong. Take my advice, drink no strong drink, don't sleep around outdoors. Get married instead, spend all in the bed, and go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more, go to sea no more. Get married instead, spend all in the bed, and go to sea no more. No more, boys, no more, go to sea no more. Get married instead, spend all in the bed, and go to sea.
Thank you. in nebri ae priti spen, eir thanks in nebri ae nante len, al borovre nebri am nebri's lor, al mislaved in nebri ae good presor, al dark dons fre nebri al be may and free, al be sad for nebri, nebri cares for me, and I care for nebri.
After Socks in the Frying Pan came La Nef and Corleone from Go to See No More from Shanties Live. Then Seed with Quick Start from Faye. Ian McCarg was after that with I Hae a Wife o' My Ain from Kuel Na Bien. And we finished up the set with Marianne with Valse des Soubliers from their album Fells. Thank you so much, patrons of the podcast. It is because of your kind and generous support that this show comes out 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get music-only episodes before regular listeners. You get to vote in the Celtic Top 20, and you get a private feed to listen to the show. All that for as little as $1 episode. You also get bonus episodes because I have a whole bunch of highlight reels that I am publishing, especially at the end of the year, is when they really start coming in. And these are some of the best tracks from the 5 to 8 episodes through the year. So there's a lot of great music in these episodes, and it's all just music-only episodes, which, of course, again, you can listen to music-only episodes of this podcast on just sign up on Patreon. A special thanks to our newest patrons of the podcast, Kat Erickson, Savannah Jensen, Liz Serapana, Deborah Thompson, Aaron Thompson, and Patty Morales. Thank you all so much for your amazing, kind generosity. I really cannot begin to tell you how much I appreciate it. Here is your 3-step plan to support the podcast. Number one, go to our Patreon page. Number two, decide how much you want to pledge every week. $1, $5, $10, $25. Make sure you cap how much you want to spend per month. And number three, keep listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast to celebrate Celtic culture through music. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhenge.com. Slugger's Rule is up next with Roddy McCorley from Greatest Hits Volume 2.
we call to toss and lose our home. Our fathers before us were part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home. Over from England our ancestors sailed, against the injustice of rule they prevailed. But freedom brought power, they practiced in turn, so we call the wild sand dunes our home. Our fathers before us were part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home. They say that the moon casts and lore with our lights, the merchants and sailors who pass by at night. We neither give solace nor offer false hope, though we call the harsh sand dunes our home. Our fathers before us were part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home. When the storms tear out Kirstenes are, we scan the horizon for clippers and barks. We do what we can to save every man, but we call the cruel sand dunes our home. Our fathers before us were part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home. We live off the plunder the sea claims as pay, the scraps that it gives to the shores of the bay. We take what we find and we call it our own, for we call the tall sand dunes our home. Our fathers before us were part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home. Our fathers before we're part of their game, but they casted us out and they slandered our name. But we are the wreckers of Sassafras Bay, and we call the tall sand dunes our home.
last mile is upon us, and I'll carry you if you fall. And I know the armor's heavy now, and I know the heart is tired, and it's beautiful just over the wild mountain side, and it's beautiful just over the wild mountain
After Slugger's Rule came Mary Grace Autumn Lee with Colors and Dance from her album Ire. The Chivalrous Crickets was after that with Sassafras Bay from Pavorial Sessions. And we finish up the set with Wild Mountainside by Old Blind Dogs from Knucklehead Circus. Ah, thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you haven't done so yet, make sure you cast your vote in the Celtic Top 20 for 2023. This is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year so you can get those highlight reels. You can vote for as many songs and tunes that inspire you in each episode, and your vote helps me create next year's Best Celtic Music of 2023 episode. You do need to be a patron of the podcast, so go follow the link in the show notes, cast a vote, sign up to the Patreon if you haven't done so, and cast your vote. We have just one more band to play. This is Tellantree with Waiting for Maeve from Macquarie Street. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back next week with a Celtic Woman episode. Talk to you soon. Sláinte. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celt Father, and our patrons on Patreon. The show is edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. Visit our website to subscribe to the show. You'll find links to all the artists played in this episode. Todd Wiley is the editor of the Celtic Music Magazine. Subscribe to get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Plus, you'll get 7 weekly news items about what's happening with Celtic music and culture online. Best of all, you will connect with your Celtic heritage. Please tell one friend about this podcast. Word of mouth is the absolute best way to support any creative endeavor. And finally, remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, upcycle, and think about how you can make a positive impact on your environment. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.